Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you for joining us for Chicago's Afternoon News. This is 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here, and we are looking at all of your text messages from 630. This is regarding Sean Morrison, Cook County Commissioner, just joining us on the air. We took a few calls, one from Jefferson, and we got a text here from 630 said, hey, as far as residents in Cook County, at least ours, I believe it's the rule from Cook County employees that Cook County employees need to be vaccinated or do a weekly test and return negative, or they don't work. So the commissioner here is a little was a little off base when he says you're breaking the law. You, the employee, have a choice to vaccinate, protest weekly. When people are texting and they're in the car, not every word comes through as it should. So we're trying.
I think you should just read them as they are, voice to text.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. 847, good people will do the right thing without significant objection. Showing a card is not jumping through hoops. It's being a good citizen. And then they called him a name, which, you know, I'm not into repeating that part. So here's the deal. Somebody we all agree on and all love is Tom Skilling. He is with us today. It's sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And Tom Skilling, how are you?
I am wonderful. Happy New Year to you. I haven't had a chance to talk to you since we made the big move over to 2022.
I know. And it feels good, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, another 3 months and I'll remember to write 2022 instead of 2020 checks and bills and all, you know? So,
yeah, so true. that wind is whipping today, Tom.
Hey, I'll tell you, Lisa, it's a big story. We're getting into a classic high wind setup later tonight and tomorrow, and in open areas, where west and north of the city, where there's snow on the ground, we're going to start, blowing the snow across these roadways in open areas. We'll notice it less in the city, but we could have some local 50 mile an hour wind gusts, and marry those to falling temperatures. Wind chills will be starting around just above zero in single digits tomorrow at six. By noon, they'll be sub zero and stay that way the rest of the day as the temperatures fall. We'll go from 30 at midnight down to 8 by nightfall tomorrow night, and just spend the day with the temperatures ratcheting down amid all these winds. So this is this will be the coldest air of the season coming in.
And Tom, what did you think of the video of what we all saw in Virginia and the fact that they had to close down? Well, they didn't close it down. There was so much traffic on Interstate 95 that people were trapped in their cars for 19 hours.
You know what's amazing? That system, the same dynamics that set that up, were the ones that produced those Colorado winds produced that devastating fire that produced our winter's weekend snow. And then a facet of that system developed a secondary low on the East Coast, and that's what nailed Virginia. Do you see Biden coming in on Air Force One at the airport?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really surprised they flew in there in that that situation. There were up to 15 and a half inches of snow on the in parts of Maryland on that, and over a foot on the Jersey Shore with that storm. So that was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and people just trapped in their cars and couldn't go anywhere and ran out of gas. So crews were bringing them blankets. And it kind of is reminiscent of what happened on Lakeshore Drive. What year was that?
Absolutely. The Groundhog's Day blizzard storm with its 70-mile-an-hour winds. And,
yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. I talked to some people afterward. I asked them, how did you get into that situation? Because there have been adequate warning. I mean, the watches on that. I remember Louis Uccellini, who's head of the Weather Service, sent me an email, and he said, Tom, it was a picture that had been cleared of all these cars drifted over on Lakeshore Drive, and the caption under the picture he sent me was, what part of blizzard warning didn't they understand? And but I talked to some of the folks, they thought they would sneak home before it closed, and that CTA bus that articulated bus jackknifed on the drive, and the way that thing was constructed, that nobody could turn around. So these poor devils were stuck out there.
And that's pretty much what happened in Virginia. In fact, we're going to get a check on traffic right now. We'll come back, continue our conversation with Tom Skilling, but now toss it over to Mary. Chicago's Afternoon News. This is 720 WGN. Our talk every Tuesday at 3:30 with Tom Skilling is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. And somebody just texted and said, she gets so excitable. I do get excitable talking to you, Tom Skilling, because I'm such a fan. And I was watching last night, and man, you look fantastic. I've got to guess that you are almost at the end of your weight loss journey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, my gosh, I'm coming up on a year and a half on that surgery, and I am holding right where I want to be. So this has worked out very, very well. You know, it's interesting, Lisa. You still have some sensitivity to certain foods. They staple a part of your stomach off, which is the way you cut the volume, and then they fiddle with your intestines and all that. So it's quite an involved operation, but it works. It is a stunning piece of medical, I don't know.
Yeah, it is amazing. My niece had it, I would say December, maybe like right around the 1st of December, and she is expected to lose 125 pounds in the first 125 days, which is stunning. It's just stunning.
It really is. I remember my surgery. You go through 6 months of preparation for that surgery. You talk to a psychologist. You talk to dietitians. The medical people want you to know and be fully aware of the fact that your life is never going to be quite the same again, the way you eat and everything else. And they want to be sure that you understand that, and they really perform a service in doing that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I remember my doctor saying, how much weight do you presume you're going to lose? And I said, well, based on the literature, I thought, probably over 100 pounds. It turns out I've taken off about 120 pounds.
My gosh. Well, you look fantastic. And here's the thing. While the rest of us are trying to come up with a plan for the new year and how to be healthy, you beat us to it. You're already there. And I'm happy for you.
I'll tell you, Lisa, I sometimes think to myself, I cheated a bit because I had them go in and literally re-alter the plumbing, in order to get to work. But look, it's a devil losing weight.
Yes.
We know now that metabolism changes and everything else. So you're trying to lose the weight, then the body changes the metabolism on you, which makes it harder to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing. And for me, this alteration of the plumbing, as I like to say, really has. And by the way, I get social media contacts from folks who are going to undergo this. And, there's apprehension about this, but I would say to folks, look, I've done it, and it sure worked for me. So give it a shot. If you talk, you talk to your doctor and you figure this is the way to go, don't be frightened of it. It's life-altering, but it's well worth it.
We are talking to Tom Skilling, the most beloved personality in Chicago.
Oh.
Well, it's true, Tom.
My God. I'll tell you, Lisa, hardly. I'm just a survivor. This ugly face has been on a medium voice on powerful medium all this time, and so believe me, I knock on balding wood. I'm knocking on my head right now. Worked out the way it has.
Hey, talk to me about dust and dander, because I see those levels are extremely high, and that's simply because we are indoor right now, right? Indoors.
Oh, that's an interesting point. They often say the indoor environment is more polluted than our outdoor environment at times. So not surprising. And, of course, we're all kind of tiptoeing around hoping we don't get this COVID and everything else and getting our shots and putting masks on and being checked at restaurants and all the rest of this. But I'll tell you one thing. I think it's good that we're keeping our restaurants open, because I'm telling you what the folks in that industry have undergone has been just heart-wrenching. So much work to get these places going. And we want our restaurants to stay healthy, alive, and vibrant, and because it's one of the things that makes our city so amazing.
Absolutely. The meteor shower, it was to happen on December or January 2nd and 3rd. I understand it's going to continue into the next couple weeks. Have you spotted anything? Can you tell us about that?
You know, I think we've been so busy with this weekend snow and everything else. I haven't been hearing a lot about that. But we have some really, I've been following this James Webb telescope that they're putting up there. And I'm, you know, every step of the way, this thing apparently is going to revolutionize astronomy. And we ought to be getting some really amazing results of this in the years to come. But we'll have to keep an eye. I haven't heard much from folks seeing the meteors at this point, but they're always, I'll hear from folks, believe me, when they start spotting these, no question about it. And one thing, we are going to have some clouds tonight and flurries, which will obscure our view as these high winds come in and this Arctic air prepares to move in. But at least this storm, Lisa, that's going to blow furiously around the area with gusts up to 50 miles an hour late tonight and tomorrow, at least it won't deliver accumulating snow. It'll blow the snow that's down around, which can be just as bad in open areas.
Yeah, so areas like Woodstock and Crystal Lake and maybe places up in Lake County, it could be a treacherous drive in the morning. Overall, the forecast for the next couple days?
Bitterly cold the back half of the week. We'll get another shot up upwards in temperature, a brief incursion of milder air on Saturday, take us up to around freezing. Then a second shot of Arctic air, not as strong as this one, will come in Sunday, Monday on strong winds again. And then the breed of cold air that we get next week will tend to be more seasonal. So I think the second half of next week, the temperatures will actually creep maybe just a tad above normal. But that still is pretty chilly at this time of the year.
Tom Skilling joins us, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. We've got about 60 seconds before we toss it to Steve Bertrand. Just give me your favorite winter weather memory growing up in Aurora.
I'll tell you, far and away, it's the 1967 January blizzard, which also, you know, hit the entire Chicago area. That, to this day, Lisa, remains our biggest single snowstorm. 23 inches of snow fell over 50 hours. It shut the city down. There were literally thousands of cars abandoned on the highway. And in those days, I was a paper boy out in Aurora. I delivered paper. And I remember it had been in the 60s, two days before that storm hit. In fact, there were severe thunderstorm warnings up for part of the area 2 days ahead of time. And then, bam, the temperature dropped, the snow hit, and it never left for the months that ensued. And every time the wind blew, it was like you had another snowstorm because it redistributed all the snow. But that shut down O'Hare Field. We had CTA buses that were stuck on our expressways. It was a mess. 50-mile-an-hour winds that created 5 foot and even higher drifts. That's far and away is my most vivid recollection of weather when I was over the years out in Aurora.
That's awesome. Tom, it's such an honor to talk to you today and every Tuesday at 3:30. I thank you for joining us on WGN.
I love you, Lisa. I tell you, thank you for having me. I'm honored to be a part of your show, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Have a beautiful day, Tom. We'll be watching you on TV tonight.
Thanks, Lisa. You take care.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.